Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back. Today's Daf is Yevamos Daf Memtes. We are holding right at the top, right at the Mishnah. Ezo Mamzer. What situation, what union creates a Mamzer? We're going to have several shittos. First comes Rabbi Akiva, the most machmir. He says, Kol Asher Basar, any involvement with a relative, Shehu Belo Yavai, which is lav-based, Isser Lav, that child is a Mamzer. Divya Rabbi Akiva. Kigain says Rashi, let's say, Anusas Aviv, a woman with whom his father interacted with forcefully. Or you have Noisei Chalutzasai, he did Chalitza to Yevama and went ahead and married her. These are all sort of relatives, which involve Lav, Isser Lav, and therefore the child from such a relationship is indeed a Mamzer. Shimon Atimni Aymer, he says no. It needs to be through a kares circumstance. Kol shechayav malav kares bidei shemayim ve'alacha kedvarav, and that's how we paskin. V'Rabbi Shua Aymer, no, kares is not sufficient. Kol shechayav an olav misas bezdin, only if it's a misas bezdin situation. For instance, an eshes ish. He goes ahead and gets involved with a married woman. That child is a mamzer according to Rabbi Shua. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Azai, I'm going to support Rabbi Yeshua with the following incident. Matzosa Megillas Yechsin b'Yerushalayim. I was walking along in Yerushalayim and I discovered a Megillas Yechsin, a scroll containing the lineage of individuals, and it was discussing a certain case of Kasaba, and inside that Megillah I noticed Ish Ploini Mamzer Me'eshes Ish. This fellow is indeed a Mamzer because he came from an Eshes Ish situation. End quote. Whose Shita does this support? L'kayim divrei Rabbi Shua. This proves Rabbi Shua right. That only a child born from an Eshes Ish situation or another type of Chayev Mrs. Bezin situation would be considered a Mamzer. Concludes the Mishnah with simple halacha, ishtei shemeisa muta ba'achoisa. We know that one may not get involved with a relative of his wife, but if his wife passes away, in that case, he may marry her sister, because the issur of marrying sisters is only b'chayeho, as the pasuk says. Isha al-achoisa, l'sikach, l'tzror, l'galo, l'saleo, arvasa b'chayeho. It needs to be in her lifetime. But after she passes on, her sister is mutter. Girusho Mesa. He divorces his wife and then she passes away. Once again, mutter b'chaisa, her sister is mutter. This is la'achar Mesa. He divorces and she goes and marries another fellow and then she passes away. There again, mutter b'chaisa. In all these cases, her sister is mutter, irrelevant of the circumstance of her death. It's ending with the Yavama. Yavim to Shemesa. His Yavama passes away, mutter b'chaisa. He can marry her sister. Chalatz lo umesa mutabachayisa. He did chalitza to the Yavama, and then she passes away. He can marry his sister, and he says la'achar umesa mutabachayisa. She marries somebody else, and then she passes away. In all these cases, since his wife, or in this case the Yavama, is no longer living, mutar bachayisa. My time with the Rabbi Kiva, what's the pshan Rabbi Kiva? Every interaction which involves a lav generates mamzer. Where is he coming from? What's the makor, the chsiv? Where do we have the pasuk regarding a mamzer? So the pasuk reads as follows: Lo yikach ish es eshes aviv, v'lo yigale knaf aviv. And then, a little further down, two pesukim later, it says Lo yavay mamzer bekal Hashem, etc., etc. We learn from here. We learn from the placement, from the position of the pesukim, the fact that the Torah discusses mamzer in close proximity to this isra of la'ikach ishes ishes aviv la'igana knaf aviv, and this type of interaction creates mamzer. Now what is that? What's knaf aviv? It's a term referring to somebody with whom his father interacted. Knaf shera aviv la'igala knaf either means a beggar, or it means some sort of a relationship that happened between his father and this woman. So this isha, the son should not get involved with. Now, what type of isha are we speaking about? What is knaf shara aviv? The savala Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Kiva follows Rabbi Yehuda's interpretation of this pasuk. The amar banusas aviv akasim medaber. The knaf aviv, the knaf shara aviv, is a term used to describe an isha with whom his father interacted with forcefully. An anusa, not a wife, an anusa. So even though he's not really his stepmother, the Torah is disallowing this type of relationship. He can't go marry this isha. The havi lo chayvi lavin. Right? So here it's just an isra lav. She's not an isra shish. She's not really his father's wife. It's just a lav. V'samach lein, in close proximity to this pasuk, what do we have? Mamzer. Lo yavi mamzer b'kal Hashem. Alma. This comes and teaches us mehani yavi mamzer from these types of relationships. We have mamzer through an interaction with a relative, which involves a lav. Okay? So we're going to have three versions of Rabbi Akiva, actually. This is version number one. It needs to be a relative that entails lav. That's exactly as we have in the Mishnah. It says, kol she'er basar, which means a relative, a kroiva, shehuba layavi. But there's going to be another one or two versions in Rabbi Akiva. Ul Rabbi Simoi de marbe she'ar chavi lavin, de lav de she'er. According to Rabbi Simoi, he holds that Rabbi Akiva includes any type of lav situation, even a non-relative, let's say, Alman Lekain Gadol, etc. Or Ul Rabbi Yeshevav, that's another version of Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Yeshevav. Dermar ba'afilu chayavi asay, he holds that, according to Rabbi Akiva, even a Isr asay would generate a mamzer. Where are they coming from? Where do they get this halacha? The pasuk that we just quoted, knaf aviv, is speaking about a anusas aviv, which is sort of a relative. Right? There's some sort of connection, some sort of bond there between his father and the isha. So you know that a lav, which is relative related, is something that can generate mamzer. But otherwise, how would you know other type of lavin? What about other chayavi asay? Nafgulu mivilay. Pasuk says, "Vila yegala knaf aviv." The extra vav includes these cases. Continues the Gemara. So this explains Rabbi Akiva. A lav, or maybe an asay, that type of involvement, that type of iser, creates mamzer. Why? Because we're coming from this pasuk of alika chishes aviv, which is next to the mamzer situation, telling you that's connected. V'shivin atemni. What about him? He held that only a chi of karis can generate a mamzer. Savala k'rabbonon, because he's following shitas rabbonon in how they interpret this pasuk that we just mentioned. What does lo yigala knaf aviv mean? Doesn't mean an anuso. It means that the army b'shemiras yavam shel aviv akasav medaber. We're speaking about a yavam who's awaiting yibam. His father's yavama, which is in essence his aunt. The havila chayavik krisus. That's pure karis. Then the pasuk speaks about mamzer. I'm going to tell you, machayavik krisus havi mamzer, a karis type of interaction generates mamzer. That's Shimon HaTemzi's makar. A karis generates mamzer. V'Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, one more thing to address. That's Rabbi Yeshua's sheet. He holds that it's not going to be a lav that's going to create a mamzer, nor a karis. It needs to be specifically something which is liable to misas bezn, like eshes ish, etc. So where is he coming from? He says, look, if the pasuk is only speaking about these types of cases, which pasuk? The one that we just mentioned, v'likach eshes ishes aviv, v'ligana knaf aviv, if it's talking about anusas aviv, or shemeras yavam, as we just mentioned, and the pasuk would just say, v'ligana knaf aviv. Right? Which can either mean Shemeres Yavam, Karis, or Anusas Aviv, Lav. Why does the pasuk have to say Lo Yigach Ish Es Eshes Aviv? What's the point? for Rabbi Yeshua, lichta rechmona leigala, only that would be enough. Leikach, why say leikach isha seishas afif? It seems like this is not the, the place where the Torah speaks about keeping away from a stepmother. That's discussed elsewhere. And Sefer Vayikra, this is just an indication of what creates mamzer. So all you need is the first part of the pasuk, which is either Shemeres Yavam, which is a Kuris, or Anusas Aviv, which is a Lav. And certainly I would know, of course I would know, Eishes Av, father's wife, is something that creates a mamzer, because there's Kuris, there's Misa there. Why does the pasuk have to repeat that? And specify Leikach Ishes Eishes Aviv. Lomali. Elo Lav Hachikamer, the pasuk is telling you like this. Only in the case of Eishes Aviv do we say that there's a mamzer created. Elo Lav Hachikamer, Melo Yikach Ad Lo Yigala Havi Mamzer. From the words Lo Yikach until Lo Yigala, not included. Lo Yikach Ishes Eishes Aviv. That creates a mamzer. Until that case is a mamzer. Tfei lo yavi mamzer, but anything else, whether it's chayav elavin or kares, there's no mamzer there. So bottom line is, he discounts the other part of the pasuk. He says, look, lo yikach ishes eishes aviv is extra, because according to you, that lo yigala knaf aviv is indicating to you what creates mamzer, whether it's because she's a shemeres yavam, according to Rabbanon, which is kares, whether it's because of the anusas aviv, if that's what it's referring to, and that's a lav. So of course, ishes av, which is way worse, actually says that it has kares and misa, of course it creates a mamzer. So why mention lo yikach ishes ishes aviv? Ela mai, to tell you that dafka, this type of thing, creates mamzer. Eishes Aviv, which carries with it a Misas Bezdin penalty, that creates mamzer, but not otherwise. And that's Rabbi Shua's mocker. Omar Abaye, Hakol Moedim, all agree, even Shimon HaTimni agrees, that in the following cases there is no mamzer. Bebal Anida, he interacts with Anida, even though there's a Karas penalty, the Vlad is not a mamzer, Va'al HaSoito, Rashi says HaSoito is speaking better, Eishes Ish, who strayed, she was Mizana. In this case, she's Aser, to go back to her husband. Still, She'ein Avlad Mamzer, the child of this type of union is not a Mamzer. Why? Let's go down the list. Nida, the reason why over there is no Mamzer, the Hatafsi Bo Kedushin. Theoretically, if one is Mekadosh Nida, the Kedushin holds. She'nemar Utehi Nidasa Allah, and we learn from there, Utehi is Lashon Havai, Lashon of Acquisition, Lashon of Kedushin. Says Rashi, Lashon Havaya the Kedushin Allah. So we learn from here that Afilu Bishas Nidas, even at the point of Nidas, even when she's in a state of Nidas, Tavsiba Kedushin can be activated in the Isha, and therefore it's not something that can create a mamzer. Remember that lack of Kedushin, an Isha who you can't be Mekadosh, is so far gone, and that type of union creates mamzer. But in this case, since the nida can't have kedushin, a child of this type of interaction is not a mamzer. What about the soita? Soita namid of tazibo kedushin there as well. Kedushin still would hold. Rashi explains that even after the isha commits iznus, she's still considered married to her husband. So since kedushin is still present, there is no mamzer generated. Tanya Nami Hach, we find the same in a Brice. Akoil Moedim will agree Bala Nida, Bala Soita, if he interacts with Nida, or a Soita, Bala Shomeres Yavam. Oh, here's a third on the list. Anisha is awaiting Yibam, although she's not meant to marry Al, she's meant to wait patiently for the Yavam, but if somebody interacts with her inappropriately, she ain't have lot mamzer, there's no mamzer. This is the right to Abai, you told us likewise, that a child of a Nida or Soita is not a mamzer. But the Brice did add a third one. The Shemeres Yavam, and Abai did not. Why? Vabaye Shemeres Yavam, by this case, he wasn't sure. Mesapkele, he had a suffix, Ikeravik Ishmo, do we follow Rav Shita, who learns later on the Tzadik Beis, that that no, a Yevama who attempts to marry out, there's no Kedushin there, and therefore according to that, the child would be a Mamzer, or whether we follow Shmuel Shita, who concludes that there is Kedushin by the Yevama, and therefore Abai did not want to get involved in this. Omar Shimon ben Azai. Tani Shimon ben Azai Omer. He says like this, Matzosi Megillas Yoichim Yerushalayim. I was walking along the street in Yerushalayim, and I find a Megillas Yoichsin, which contains the following text. V'kotzev ba, ish pleini mamzer meshes ish. So number one, it spoke about a certain person who's lacking in Yichus. He's a mamzer because he's a product of an interaction with Eshes Ish. And in fact, the Mishnah told us this was a writer, Yeshua, that only a Misa's Bezn interaction creates a mamzer. What else did the Megillah have? It had some other interesting things. Because of, but it said there, Mishnah Asher, but Eliezer ben Yaakov, the halachas, the statements, opinions provided by Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov are Kav. Kav is a small measure. Very scarce, very far and few in between. Vinoki, it's clean. I mean, it's reliable. Rashi says, we find quotes in the name of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, very few of them in Shas. B'mekomos mu'otim u'niska, Rashi says, and wherever it's mentioned, halacha k'moise. What else? V'kosav bo, in this Megillah, it had the following statement. Menashe, the king Menashe, Horag es Yeshaya. He was the one who killed Yeshaya Novi. What was the background to this story? Amar Rava, Meidan Dainei V'katli, Menashe set up a Bezdin, and they came to the verdict that Yeshaya is meant to be put to death. Why? Amar Lei, Menashe turns to Yeshaya Novi. I have a problem with things that you said, and the halacha is that Navi, who testifies, who prophesies falsely, says in the Navi is Sheker, he deserves Misa. Look, I have three proofs that your Navua is Sheker. Number one, Moshe Rabbach Amar, Moshe Rabbeinu, who's your Rebbe, he's the Av HaNaviim, he says, Adam, a person may not see Hashem. A human being doesn't have the ability to experience Hashem's presence. You can't see Hashem. But Amrus, and you say, V'eres Hashem, Yeshiva Kisei Raman Nisa. I observed Hashem. That's patently false. It can't be. Number two, Moshe Rabbach Omar. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Mika Hashem Elokeinu, B'chol Kareinu Eilav. Hashem is so accessible. Whenever we want, we can turn to Him. And you say differently. But Amrus, Dirshu Hashem B'Yimatzai. Go search Hashem when He's accessible. Apparently, it's only seasonal. That contradicts Moshe Rabbeinu. Number three, Moshe Rabbach Omar. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Es mispar yamecha amale." Hashem fills the years of the tzaddik. But that's it. Is a predetermined length to a person's life. Va'at Amrus, and you say, "Very saftel yamecha chamesh yisrei shana." You tell Chizki Amelech, in the name of Hashem, supposedly that he's going to have another 15 years of life. We're going to put you to death. Omar Yeshaya figures like this. Yodana Bedele Makabal Made Emele. I have what to answer. I know he's not going to accept it. It's just a ruse. It's just a pretense. V'i Emele, and if I'll respond to him, and he'll still go and kill me, Eshvayi Mezit. I'm going to turn him into a Mezit. He'll have no excuse for killing me. Rather, ignore him. Don't respond. Let him stick to his position, and at least in his mind, if he kills me, he thought he was justified, and therefore he won't be punished as much. So what did he do? He says, I'm getting away from here. Amar Hashem, he uttered the name of Hashem. Ivla Ba'arza, he was absorbed into the tree, and they couldn't access him. This is Yeshaya, right? Asyula Arza, they brought the tree over. V'nasru, and they started chopping it. Kimotel Adipuma, and they got to the point of Yeshaya Navi's mouth, Nochnavshe, he passed away. Why specifically at that point, Mishum Omar? This was a punishment on what Yeshaya said to Hashem, Ubesoich Am Tmei Svasayim Anoich Yoshev. So he was, I think he was speaking to Klal Yisrael, he was saying that, look, I'm sitting amongst a nation who's Tmei Svasayim, and he wasn't speaking positively, he was using these derogatory terms to describe the condition of Klal Yisrael. And as the Mefarshim say, this was not dictated by Hashem. Rashi says it, right? Here are three lines from the bottom. Mishum tekarina liYisrael am tveis rasai midaita, was on his own. Shalai tzivu laKadosh Baruch Hu, wasn't in the name of Hashem. V'lo machmas teichecha. It wasn't in the context of admonishing them, of giving them teichecha. He was lamenting the fact that he was sort of stuck amongst unworthy and unclean people. In any case, that expression cost him his life, and he was niftar. Okay, getting back to the stira, we want to know what the answer is. You know, reminds me of the story. This fellow came to this famous yeshiva. He was looking for a wealthy man. He was looking for the most chash of a son-in-law. So he comes to the Rosh Yeshiva. He's looking for a good bachar. So he says, you know what? I'm gonna do something like this. I'm gonna propose a question, a real hard kasha. Something's been bothering me for years. I'm gonna present it to the bachrim. And whichever bachar comes up with the answer, he's going to be the lucky boy. Okay, so he gets up to the Arboisai, he has a good question. Here it is. Everybody's stumped. They're thinking, they're scratching their heads. Nobody comes up with a solution. Okay, so he gives up. He says to Rosh Yeshiva, sorry, try my luck in the next yeshiva. Turns around and leaves the yeshiva. As he's walking down the road, he hears noise, he has footsteps, somebody running. Turns around. There's a bacha running out of the yeshiva towards him. So he stops and he waits. The bacha comes up to him and says, look, but what's the answer to the question? You're a lucky boy. He took him as a son-in-law. So Lamaisa, it's not negeya. He was killed. He was nifta. But we want to know the answer to the question. Makomakam kasha kroya dodi. What's going to be with the contradiction between the psukim here? Between Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshaya Navi. Okay, says the Gemara. Let's go down one by one. Ve'eres Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu says, a human being doesn't have the capacity to observe Hashem. Yeshaya says, I observed Hashem, ve'eres Hashem. The Torah says he thought he did. K'desanim. Kol ha'navim nistaklu. Bisplaklar yosheinam ira. There's a vast difference between the way the Navim comprehended Hashem's presence and Moshe Rabbeinu. They had a spaklar yosheinam ira, sort of a lens, an unclear lens. So they thought that they saw more than they really did. They thought they perceived Hashem himself. Moshe Rabbeinu stakel bespaklar yoham ira. Moshe Rabbeinu, on the other hand, had a clear view, and he knew that he wasn't seeing it. Sometimes when you see less, you really think you're seeing more, but when you see things clearly, you realize, I didn't get it all the way. So in their minds, they perceive more than they did. That explains why he said, Ve'eres Hashem. The next dira we had between Moshe Rabbeinu, who says, Hashem is always accessible, and Yeshaya, who says, Dirushu Hashem b'matzai. What's the answer? Habi yachad. An individual, a yachid, yeah, he doesn't always have access to Hashem. It's specific to the days of we're going to see soon, in the season. Habi tzibur, but the tzibur always has direct access. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is referring to. For Yachad Emas, when does the Yachad have direct access? Amar Nachman, Abba Rabba Baravua, Elo Asura Yamim Shibin Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, in between Aseres Mitzvah. Es Misper Yemecha Amali. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. A person has a predestined length of life. And Yishayah says, look, I'm going to add more years to your life. How does that work? Tanoi is actually Machlekes Tanoim. The Sanyas Misbah Yimecha Al Malay Elu Shnei Doiris, referring to the years which were allotted to a person when he is born. Zocha, if he was worthy, Mashlimun Lay, he gets it all. Loy Zocha, otherwise Poichsun Lay Divrei Kiva, they can actually deduct, subtract some years. Chacham, I mean, no, the system works differently. Zocha Moisifun Lay, if he's worthy, they add more years. Loy Zocha Poichsun Lay, otherwise they can subtract. So clearly it's Machlekes Tanoim, whether the years are absolute or can be rearranged. Chacham asked Rabbi Akiva, how can you say it's just set in stone and cannot be added to? Harayu Omer. Yeshaya tells Chizki HaMelech, Vayisafti al yomecha 15 years. Amar Lem, Rabbi Akiva responds, Mishaloy Yosifaloy. No, those years were meant for him, but they were going to be taken away, and now they're going to be restored. But in actuality, nothing was added. Teda, I'll prove that point to you. What am I proving? That his years were predestined. He was meant to live that long. Because we know that Yechizkiah, eventually, like after this was said to him, eventually, he had Menashe, who had Yishayahu. And we know that Yishayahu was meant to be. Apparently, he was meant to live these years. Teda, Shari Navi Oymed Misnabi. The Navi, many years ago, said, Hine ben Noilad Lebeis David. There's going to be a child born in David HaMelech's family. Yishayahu Shemai. Right? So clearly, there's going to be a grandson Yishayahu. Now, when Chizkiah was experiencing his illness, his sickness, when he had that nevuah that you're going to have an extra 15 years, at that point, it was still pre-Menashe. He wasn't yet born. Apparently, he was meant to live longer, have Menashe, and have Yishayahu. So when he got those 15 years, they weren't extra years, they were just restored. His own years, which were given back. V'rabbanan. And what do Rabbanan say, meaning the other Shita? Right? The Shita that says that... Sorry, the Rabbanan, right, who say that that a person can actually, get extra years, and the fact is that he was being promised extra years. There's no raya from this pasuk that he was meant to live that long. These were extra years, why? Although there was already a nevuah ahead of time, miksiv mechizkiah, does the pasuk forecast a child, Yishayahu, coming from Chizkiah? It doesn't say that. Lebeis David ksiv. From the household of David HaMelech. Im Chizkiah neilad, im ina shachrina. Could be Chizkiah would have been the catalyst. Could have been somebody else. So the fact that there was a nevuah ahead of time about Yishayahu is not indicative at all that Chizkiah was going to live to see a son Menashe who was going to create Yishayahu. It could have been more from somebody else. And in fact, when he told him, 15 years, it meant really, I'm going to add 15 years to your life. So clearly it's Machlekes Tanoim, whether or not a person can actually be Zoicha. Amazing. Be Zoicha. Chacham hold, a person could be Zoicha to get a longer life than originally planned. Hashem sees that he's using his days properly. Okay, one more piece. Ish Tosha Mesa V'chulu, Yivam Tosha Mesa V'chulu. The point of the Mishnah is that the Isser of marrying a sister-in-law, wife's sister, is Dafka when the wife is around. But after death, it's Mutar. Om Rav Yosef Kan Shana Rebbe Mishnah Shein Etzricha. Here we find that Rebbe is sort of presenting a Mishnah containing an halacha, which is obvious. Why? Says Rashi, 10 lines from the top, Mishnah Shein Etzricha, the Zil Kari Be Ravu. Go to the... to the Rebbe, and learn the Chumash is indicative of this halacha. We all know the Pesukim. So Rebbe just concluded the Mishnah with sort of an obvious halacha. Hadron halach, hachaylitz. Okay, so what do we learn today? A pretty simple daf. What generates mamzer? We have several shitas. Rabbi Shua says dafka, if it's a misa asbezen type of relationship. Shimon HaTemni, a chorus, even a chorus b'dei Shemayim. Rabbi Akiva, we have three versions of Rabbi Akiva. Either a relative-oriented love, or any type of love, or even an asay. And we concluded with the apparent triple contradiction between Yishaya Nabi's Nevuah and the Psukim and the Chumash. And the Gemara actually reconciled them and answered the kashas. Hadron lecha chaylitz. We'll off to the next parak. Bez Hashem, Rav Gamliel Omer. See you tomorrow. Hatzlacha rabba and b'suras tevis.